for that, right?
Start here.
One day of taking the challenge and you can see a change. One feeding a Purina One and my dog's health rearranged. Purina One is the pet food of choice. When no other food will do, my lab has a shiny new coat. You can see it in plain view. One has really made my dog fit. She has new zing in her stride.
And takes giant...
My love for her can't be denied. Give it a try. Wine. It has vitamins for your pet. It saves you trips to your vet. It's the one.
Well, if you'd like to get in on that and maybe write a nice Broadway poem for us, call 1-888-606-BARK. 1-888-606-BARK, and they'll hook you up with a free 4-pound bag of Purina One puppy or adult dog formula. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local PetSmart. Take it from us. Your good puppy dog will like Broadway and Purina One.
Wake up with eggs, toast, and hot sports opinions baked fresh daily. Dunham and Miller, tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. From out here at the Texas Motor Speedway, Big Dick Hunter is standing by.
Yes, fellas. So at 8:30, I've talked about this a little bit with you guys, but we've got to go over finalizing our volleyball roster because hopefully by 8:30 we're going to have one or two more P1 players confirmed.
Why don't you take it seriously?
Sika.
Don't rule her out. I am taking it seriously, Grego. How embarrassed...
By putting Rick and Dallas on there, you were not
taking... You ought to fly in...
Dennis Hoff.
Air Force Amy.
Right, all of them. The whole gang.
Don't rule any of that out.
What's the Girls Gone Wild guy?
Joe Francis.
Yeah, fly them all in.
He could bring them all in. He could go pick them up. How great would it be, though, and how much
Dan
of a...
Dan Haggerty.
Rick James.
Rick James.
How great would it be, though, if we got out there and played volleyball and it just turned out, much to everyone's surprise, that Wayne Lee was a dominant kick-ass volleyball player.
Like Karch Karai?
Could happen.
That's his bit?
Yeah.
That he never knew?
Could happen.
Well, I'm just glad Wayne Lee's going to get to be out there.
Me too. He's very excited about playing.
He's my buddy.
Rick in Dallas, I talked to him last night, and he was busy figuring out the Dallas Mass Transit system that will allow him to get all the way over to, there's Rick James, all the way over to Grand Prairie.
Why don't you pick him up?
We might have to get a runner for him, because sometimes when he has to take a lot of buses, it gets convoluted.
How old is he?
He's got to be in his 40s.
Does he live with Mom?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds, or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words,
I think that...
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are. And expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that, Danny, I love pot. I love smoking pot. I love weed. I love hog legs. I think I'm going to smoke a big old bag of pot for Danny. I love you, Danny.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that... Mike Reiner, do you doo-doo in a bag? I do doo-doo in a bag. ColostomyFriends.org.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that if that 11-year-old continues to be homeschooled.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that, I want to contact that last guy that wants to smoke all that pot because Danny.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that what sucks worst about Ray Charles being dead is that he never saw it coming.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that every time Todd Keith infiltrates the hard line, it turns my life force into a burlap sack full of diarrhea seeds.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that this is a plea to Jerry Jones. Jerry, enough is enough. The time has come to put Ronald Reagan in the Ring of Honor.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that's a good point.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that me and Greg will need to remember at the pub club. Remember a slap happy jappy. What?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that I really enjoyed giving baby a hug.
Oh, no.
You're on the two-minute drill. You got the last word. Go.
Oh, no.
I think that, well, yeah.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done.
Like that, Danny?
Thanks to Doug out here twisting and tweaking. Thanks to the promotions crew and the folks out here at the Texas Motor Speedway for having us. Thanks to everyone who joined us up here in the suite today. Back at the mothership, thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, and Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. Coming up next is the top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hard Line. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
From the time Pete was a year old, he was out in the backyard playing ball. When they'd come home and we'd be at the dinner table, we all had dinner together. And he could have hit 3 grand slam home runs, but they had dwelled on what he didn't do right. And it was always keep hustling.
Is The Ticket.